It's been quite a week in the state of Minnesota, hasn't it? Wednesday, the first day of winter, December 21st. Wow, what a day. It was the darkest day of the year, it always is. And then we get that massive snowstorm that rolls in with those extremely frigid temperatures. I heard that we broke a record that day for snowfall that was set in 1920. The record was 5.3 inches on that day, December 21st in 1920. We just went a little more, 7.4 inches on December 21st. So we broke a record, not to mention all the frigid temperatures that came in the days that have followed. I don't know if you're like me, but I love it when my friends who live in warm places like Texas or Southern California, I love it when I see them complain, "Oh, it's so cold here." Yeah, so cold, isn't it? I imagine Minnesota Frosties like, "Hold my hot cocoa here." It's been a cold week, it's been a dark week, and on top of that, there's been other challenges, even over the last few weeks. I shared in a homily a couple weeks ago, our boiler went out. It needed repaired just a couple weeks ago. Then we lost power for half a day. That doesn't always happen. Actually, it rarely happens in this area, but we lost power for half a day. And then yesterday, I go out to my car, and I had driven it over here in the morning, and I put the key in the ignition. My battery's dead. I had to get a jump to go and visit one of our parishioners. So I had to go get a replacement battery. And on top of all that, wasn't there a little football game last week where, I don't know, the Vikes in the third quarter were down 33-0? None of these situations are ones that we would wish upon ourselves. None of them desirable. Cold temperatures, darkness, dead batteries, boilers that are out, no electricity. None of them are desirable, but they're actually places that I think increase our hope. They increase our desire for something more. And I imagine if your grandpas are like mine, you heard the same stories over and over again from when he was a child. Oh my gosh, you'll never believe this one snowstorm that we got. Or you'll never believe this one game when we were down the count. We love telling stories like that. We love reflecting back about how dark times were so that we can tell the comeback story. So that we can tell about how we were rescued when all hope was lost. Big comeback stories. The biggest comeback in NFL history. The biggest turnover. The biggest change. The biggest warm front that comes after the biggest cold spell. We love telling those stories, and like I said, we tell them over and over because of the hope it instills in us that no matter how dark things get, there's always light at the end of the tunnel. There's always someone there who can rescue me, who can save me when I've counted all my options out. And this is where the celebration of Christmas falls every year. It falls in the darkest week of the year. It falls right at the start of winter. It falls when maybe personally we have family struggles or job struggles or financial struggles. The solemnity of Christmas and the birth of our Savior always comes at the right time. It always comes when we've counted out all other hope, because that's what Jesus does. He comes and rescues us. And he maybe doesn't even change everything immediately. He doesn't change all my cold places, all my dark places overnight. But he comes into them and he's there with me. That's what happened at the first stable in Bethlehem. It wasn't magically transformed in the Ritz-Carlton. But God's presence came there in the midst of suffering, in the midst of darkness, and the light of the world came to that small place. And from there, brothers and sisters, it's grown. The light of Christ always grows. It never stays stagnant. The light that comes into the darkness always gets brighter and brighter and brighter if we keep inviting the light into those dark places. And so in the midst of your families, in the midst of our world, in the midst of this church today, I invite you to invite the light. Invite the hope that Christ brings to dark places. Take that next step. That's my simple encouragement to you today. If you're the same this Christmas as you were last Christmas, then it's time to take a step. It's time to invite more light. It's time to invite more Jesus into my life, into my darkness, into my world, so that he can bring me to that next step in faith and hope and love. So let's celebrate our faith tonight. Jesus comes at just the right time. He comes to us right here in the 21st century, right here in Minnesota, with our parkas on, bracing the winter. He comes with his light, with his love, and with his warmth. So let us come to him and adore him, Christ the Lord.